Good Sunday morning, listeners. Welcome back to the Vlora Latino Show. I'm Hilario De Leon, and I'm here in the studio with Veronica Diaz and Ryan Anzac. And we have a very special guest that has been on the show before, but we're excited to welcome back. We have in the studio with us the great Will Martin. For those who do not know or may actually remember a few years ago, Will ran for lieutenant governor in the 2022 election cycle, and he also worked for Governor Thompson and Governor Walker 2 years each. Is that correct, Will? Yeah. And now he has moved on to a new role. Aside from acting as a member at large for the Republican Party of Wisconsin, his new role is being the Wisconsin State Director for the initiative called Americans for Citizen Voting. It is a very important issue that is going on. We have a very important referendum on the November ballot. For those that don't know, this is one of the single most important referendums that we have to vote on. Aside from voting for President Trump and Senator Vance and Eric Hovde and all the other Republicans that we need to get elected this election cycle. So, Will, welcome back to the show. Thank you for being here. Can you just dive right into it? Tell us a little bit more about this.
I think you took care of everything. That's great. But thanks for having me on, and I'm really glad to be in here with all of you and actually to be together. That's the important thing. So yeah, this is a really important issue. I've talked about the fact, you know, I did reforms for both governors. I ran for lieutenant governor, and I tell people all the time that you know, regardless of all the things that I've worked on and been proud about, this is the thing that is the most important work that I'm doing right now. We have got to make sure that we actually approve the referendum, and the referendum is called, as government does these things, right? The referendum is called State of Wisconsin Eligibility to Vote Referendum. And what all that means is we're actually going to vote on who has the authority to vote in Wisconsin. So people, a lot of times people think that it's illegal for non-citizens to be able to vote in any capacity in the United States. Not true. Mm-hmm. So there are actually places in the United States where non-citizens are able to vote. Sometimes people will say, well, isn't that already, it's only illegal at the federal level. There are federal laws in place that prohibit non-citizens from being able to vote in federal elections. Mm. But now we have a federal system, right? We have a federal republic. Correct. So as part of this, I'm making Hilario happy
Thank
over
you
here.
For saying that. I'm super happy.
I know it already. I know who I'm dealing with.
He's ready to squirm in my
chair.
There
we go.
But
while the federal piece has been taken care of, and it's very clear at the federal level that non-citizens cannot vote in federal elections, state elections are governed by the state, and our state constitutions define who is eligible, or as they call, a qualified elector, right? Who can actually vote in the state of Wisconsin? That's what we're actually going to talk about in this amendment to the Constitution, right? And it's really an issue of, many of the state constitutions say every citizen of the United States who's aged 18 or older, lives in the jurisdiction, is a qualified elector or qualified voter, right? That's generally what many of the state constitutions say, including ours.
Right.
Okay. Well, there are communities in California, like San Francisco. Not surprising, right? there are communities across Vermont, like Burlington, Montpelier, et cetera, that in that state. In Chicago is another place in Illinois, right?
Local school boards.
So they can vote there. And then a lot of people in Maryland live in communities where they have authorized non-citizens to vote. But what I think a lot of people don't realize is actually our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., allows non-citizens to vote.
Well, I could see that clear as day, because, you know, the amount of things that they just allow happening in Washington, D.C. is just unbelievable. I visited there for the first time, you know, probably last year. Mm-hmm. And the amount of homelessness that they have going on is just running rampant through the city. So it just makes sense that it seems they let everything just go, even though our lawmakers are right there at Capitol Hill. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It is. And actually, you know, Congress can overturn anything that the local council does in Washington, D.C., because it's actually the Congress is responsible for ultimately what happens in the district, right? So they could have overturned this. They could have ensured that non-citizens weren't voting, they couldn't get both houses. So the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to overturn non-citizen voting in D.C.
Did you have bipartisanship on that, or was it just mostly the Republicans?
No, I can just say factually that the Republicans strongly voted in support of making sure to overturn this issue. Unfortunately, in the Senate, they could not get the Democrat Party that's in the majority to also agree.
Wow.
So that's today, if you go to the to our nation's capital, non-citizens can vote there. City of New York actually voted to allow non-citizens to vote there. And they estimated 800,000 people at a minimum would have been allowed as non-citizens to vote in New York City. The courts struck it down, but it's being appealed, and it may well go through. Now, 800,000 is just the minimum amount. They think it could be over a million non-citizens that would be allowed to vote in New York City. Now, to just give sort of a context to that, if you think about it in terms of Wisconsin, that's the equivalent size of the of every man, woman, and child in Milwaukee County, right? If you think about that. So you think about when we're voting locally, and people say, well, what's the big deal about letting people vote locally? Well, here's the thing. Do you really want people who don't really have a stake in terms of staying long-term, who are really embedded in the community, do you really want folks to be choosing who your next mayor is, mm-hmm. who your council is? Do you want them choosing who your sheriff is? We have 10,000 foreign students in the state of Wisconsin just at the UW system. Mm. Okay, 10,000 students at a minimum. That's not including all the foreign students that are at our private colleges and universities. Can you imagine having foreign students be able to vote here in the state and having them decide for us whether we're going to have a referendum and should we approve new taxes for schools or
– Right.
Or, it's just – You know, people haven't, I think we haven't thought through fully what this means. Do you really want folks deciding the school board for your kids?
Right. So this constitutional amendment, this is, you know, because we have people already in the media that I'm starting to see saying, well, there's already safeguards on elections.
Right. It's unnecessary. So, that's what they keep saying.
Unnecessary.
Or it's already illegal. But they don't tell you it's only illegal at the federal level.
So I saw TMJ4 come out, and they kind of had something. Well, if you already feel that we have enough safeguards in our elections mm-hmm. or that the laws are already good the way that they are, so vote no. I thought that was shocking mm-hmm. that they're literally telling people how to vote, mm-hmm. Which is just wrong. And it's the only referendum right. on the ballot this
That's
year.
Right. And let's be clear where it is on the ballot. Right? A lot of people may not be looking for it in the right place. It's going to be on the back side of the ballot, okay? And so you want to look, and it's going to say State of Wisconsin, eligibility to vote, referendum.
So I have the verbiage right here from what the actual question is going to be. It says
go slow.
Yes.
Because it's a
little mouthful there.
Yeah.
So eligibility to vote shall Section 1 of Article 3 mm-hmm. of the Constitution, which deals with suffrage.
Start right there. Okay. So that some people would stop and not vote, right?
Yep.
Because they don't know what suffrage means.
Right.
So what suffrage means is it's the old term for eligibility to vote. Suffrage just means
the suffrage
right
movement
to vote.
For women, yeah. And then there was the fight. You
correct.
Know, even
so
after
right,
the
exactly
Civil
right.
War,
the women's movement was the suffrage movement, right?
Correct.
The suffragettes, as they used
the
to call
right
them.
To vote.
That's right.
And so, you know, comma, and then it goes on to say, be amended to provide that only a United States citizen age 18 or older who resides in an election district
okay,
may
so stop
vote.
There. Here's the other thing that's happened. All right. Right now, our state constitution says every citizen of the United States mm-hmm. Age 18 or older, right? That's how it's worded. We're really only changing one operative word. All these constitutions say every. Some courts have actually come, and not in Wisconsin because it hasn't been challenged here yet, but in other places around the country, they've gotten interpretations from the court to say that every U.S. citizen speaks to those who are citizens, but it's silent about non-citizens, right? So when you have every citizen language in your Constitution, it doesn't speak expressly about non-citizens. By changing our Constitution from every citizen to only citizens. Okay? When we do that change, now the only people would be allowed in Wisconsin to vote in state and local elections are citizens. Okay? By changing that one word, we change over the ability of who can actually vote here.
So it says, and then it goes on to finish up saying, so only a United States citizen age 18 or older who resides in an election district may vote in an election for national, right, state, or local office, or at a statewide or local referendum.
And what they've done with all the rest of that language is they covered the whole waterfront. In other words, they labeled and named every kind of election we can have, right? There's nothing left. National, state, local, right? And then state and local referenda. So they've covered every way we vote. So there's no way for someone to argue that, hey, we left anything out or there's a loophole open. This is why we're doing this, is by changing this one word, this will clarify for everyone that you can't vote here. So people will say, well, they really couldn't vote here anyway. No, you know, there's really nothing that allows them to vote here right now. Well, the same way that San Francisco voted, you know, that this November in California, Los Angeles is voting to decide whether non-citizens can vote in Los Angeles. There are cities around the country that are actually having these elections right now. Okay, and a number that have already had this. There are 19 municipalities around the country that already have voted to allow this to happen. By the way, 70% of the municipalities that have authorized non-citizens to vote, 70% of them allow undocumented folks to vote as well.
Wow.
Okay. So you think about what a privilege it is to be an American citizen, the rights. You know, we cherish our freedoms, assembly and speech and petitioning our government. Think about, you know, how hard people fought to become Americans. Folks that have become naturalized, who truly want to become Americans and they want to have a stake in a say.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote is your voice, right? And African Americans, we were given granted citizenship after the Civil War. And it took a constitutional amendment to do that.
Yeah.
It took a constitutional amendment to give us the right to vote. But it took 100 years to actually realize that right to vote because of Jim Crow and some of the other things that happened. The idea that somebody could just show up here, not become a citizen, not go through the process, not demonstrate that they really want to become one of us and stay here,
mm-hmm,
and that you'd be able to vote. It's our most fundamental right, because it's how we determine how we govern ourselves, who governs us, and these really important issues in terms of taxation, other referenda that we have.
Yeah.
It's the most important of our rights, and to give that away so freely.
Well, are you aware of any other country that allows non-citizens in their country to vote?
I am not. You know, and it's really... I think it's really sad because, you know, what people don't talk about is it's diminishing the voices, right? As I said, your vote is your voice, mm-hmm, right? Well, to the extent that we're allowing so many other people to have a voice here, it's diminishing diminishing the voices of citizens who have a stake in this country and what happens long term.
Well, we see. I want to say this because I'm looking at it right now. I'm on the our friends at the League of Women Voters over there.
Yes,
I'm looking at their website
right
now.
I've seen this website, yes.
And basically breaking down this whole referendum,
yeah,
and how to vote. And, you know, they said this top line reasons to vote no. So they've come out very hard, strong against it, saying that they're not in favor of it. And they said, one, number one, and actually what you laid out, mm-hmm, perfectly, history, historical context, and just the basis of how our constitutional republic was founded and, mm-hmm, the freedoms that people were fighting for all those years ago and even still today. They said, one, this is an attack on our freedom to vote. Changing the language from every citizen to only citizens is a way for lawmakers to further restrict our freedom to vote.
Now who's – let's think about this. Let's just think about what they're saying. Who's the hour?
Yeah.
Who is the hour? And this is the fundamental difference, right, is when you when you understand how precious, how fundamental the right to vote is, and all the other rights that we have, there's a reason to become a citizen.
Yeah.
There's a reason why people come, flock to this country. You can't have the American dream, as Julian Bradley says. You can't have the American dream if you're not an American.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just become an American. Now, they say we're restricting our right to vote. No, we're not restricting any American's right to vote. We want every American to vote.
Yes,
what
we
we're
do.
Restricting is to make sure only Americans right. vote. That's all.
We have a very, you know, for anyone who, you know, has voted before, you know, we have a very easy system. And we have so many ways to educate people on how to do, you know, just basic voting and mm-hmm. how to register, what IDs.
Right.
It's all out there.
Right.
It's not hard to vote. But again, it goes into protecting that fundamental institution
exactly.
of, you know, our basic freedoms, that's, mm-hmm. that the constitutional right, some might even right. argue rights given to us by God,
right.
To vote and make our voices heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly the power of the people.
And it was this country that came up with that novel idea that people could govern themselves.
Average people
right?
can govern themselves.
They can govern. And the way we do that is through the vote. We actually decide. There's no king anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We decide for ourselves who's actually representing us. But you got to actually have a stake in this country, right? And all we're saying is become a citizen. Come in the right way. Become a citizen. But to be clear, that's not even what this is about. All it says is we want to preserve the right of our citizens to vote.
Amen. We only got a minute left, so we're going to be going to a commercial break. But when we come back, I'm sure we'll dive more into this conversation, look at what this campaign is looking like throughout the state and how people can get involved and spread the message. And, you know, we'll kind of go back and forth on that. But you are listening to the Valor Latino Show on News Talk 1130 WISN. Welcome back to the Valor Latino Show on News Talk 1130 WISN. In the studio with us, we have the great Will Martin, who is actually the Wisconsin State Director for Americans for Citizen Voting, a very important campaign that's going on right now in this election in November. On the ballot, you're going to actually see a very important referendum on the back. It's on the backside at the bottom, so make
back
sure to
ballot.
Look for it. And, you know, we have Veronica and Ryan in the studio with us, and we were all just kind of talking about it's just, you know, more things about this topic. And Ryan was bringing up some interesting points. You know, Ryan, you know, I want to throw it over to you and just, you know, go right into it.
Well, what if I want to throw it back? Kidding, so I was at a Legion meeting. I belonged to the American Legion Post 18. And my son also had said, brought this up. I won't say which one. But what was brought up is that and what was said, and I heard it and wrote it down, is that it was already illegal for non-citizens to vote. So this is only going to affect those who are serving in the military overseas or, per se, students who live on campus away from home, for example. And I was just awestruck by that. Like, we heard from the ladies, if you will. We heard that, and I'm like,
the
how
ladies.
Did you interpret it like that? How mm-hmm. did we, and it's going through the veterans now. It's being infiltrated through veteran posts. You had said you visited one in Oconomowoc,
yeah.
91. And How did we get to that point?
Boy, I don't know how we got there, but let's clear it up right
yeah,
now.
Gonna
so
say,
let's break it down. There's two different issues that were raised. So the first issue is about serving in the military,
right?
And not being able to vote. You absolutely, if you are a citizen and you're in the military, you absolutely can vote. There's a military ballot. We'll send it out to you. We get it back to the state of Wisconsin, no problem, as has been the case forever. We'll still honor all of that. So this has nothing to do with that, right?
Good.
It says only citizens would be able to vote in the state of Wisconsin. They're citizens. Now, if you're serving in the military by some fluke that you are not a U.S. citizen and you are serving in order to become a citizen,
right,
that sort of thing,
it.
And there have been occasions where that has been a program where the United States has allowed, you still wouldn't be able to vote anyway. I mean, like, if you're not a citizen, you wouldn't have been able to vote anyway, now, they say it's already illegal. It's already illegal for federal elections. It's already illegal. Okay. So, and this has happened a number of times where folks have raised this about it's illegal. It's illegal. You don't need this. It's unnecessary. I think some organizations have said this before.
Right.
In our federal system, it is illegal at the federal level for federal elections. State and local elections are governed by the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, for cities with home, get this, cities and villages have home rule in this state. We've had a scholar look at our state constitution and our statutes. And currently, as this analysis has gone, indicates that there is nothing stopping municipalities from being able to allow non-citizens to vote. And again, our constitution looks very similar to all the other states' constitutions, right? And because we talked about before the break, ours says every citizen. And some courts have said every citizen means, you know, just that. But it's silent on non-citizens. And by changing it from every to only, right, so that only citizens can vote, only citizens will be allowed to vote in state and local elections, just the same as in the federal elections, okay? The other part of this, you talked about students.
Correct. Yeah, okay. That's a big thing.
So if the students are U.S. citizens, and if your student is taking up residence in a given state, they have every right, just as we any of us does as an American citizen, we can live in any state, and once we've achieved residency, we're allowed to vote in that area. So again, it's apples and kumquats. We're talking about something completely different. If they're a U.S. citizen, now, as I brought up before the break, if they're not a U.S. citizen, you know, our argument is, really, should they be deciding for us who should be on school board, who should be the mayor,
right,
whether we raise taxes or not? I'd argue if you're a foreign student. Now, look, there are incredibly talented people who come, whether you're coming with a college degree or no degree at all, they're incredibly talented people who come here to this country. All we're saying is become a citizen and you too will have the same rights and responsibilities and freedoms that all of us have. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the map right now of just this whole campaign in general. And so it looks like that there's one, two, three, four, five, six,
eight
states. You're that eight. Yes, there's eight states that are voting on this issue.
That's right.
Now, Wisconsin being one of them.
That's right.
And it looks like
battleground states are on the list. North Carolina being one of those.
Yeah. I'm looking at also as well. So there's multiple states. There's more than eight states that have these laws already in place. Florida, Louisiana,
right.
Alabama, Arizona, Minnesota, Ohio, Pennsylvania. I mean, just it looks like we're kind of seeing a normal trend. You know, a lot of these are Republican or conservative states, but also states that have very diverse populations as well. So,
right.
You know, this isn't a race issue, which I think some people on the other side are trying to make this a race issue.
I'm so glad you brought this up. And so I really want to, this is something that I'm passionate about as well, is, you know, again, some people have tried to change the topic, right? It's a very straightforward issue. Should only citizens be authorized to vote in the state of Wisconsin? That's really what the question is, right? That's really what it is. Some people have tried to turn that one question into, isn't this a racist thing? Aren't you really trying to close the door on other folks? Aren't you really? You weren't authorized to vote to begin with. One of the things that our organization has been really clear on is every person is a citizen somewhere, right?
Yeah.
We're not suggesting that you don't have rights. You're a citizen, but you should vote where you are a citizen, right? Where you have a stake. And if you want to become a citizen here, again, there's a process for doing that. But in no way, no one's saying a group of people shouldn't be here. No one's saying a group of people inherently by some race shouldn't be. As an African-American, it would be absolutely something I would oppose. So Veronica and I have talked about this. As a Latina for her, as an African-American for me, neither of us is signing up to in any way push some sort of racist agenda. We want everybody treated the same. We want every American treated the same. But if you're not an American citizen, there's a reason to work toward becoming one. And one of them is the right to vote.
What is the campaign looking like on the ground right now? And how can people get involved?
So I will tell you, very good question. And so they can go to, and I think you already have done so.
Yeah.
They can go to onlycitizens.vote.
Yeah.
Onlycitizens.vote is the website. They can actually see, as you are right now, Hilario, they can see which states are actually voting on this issue right now. There's actually a Wisconsin page. If you click on Wisconsin, you go there.
This is a very in-depth
You'll see
website.
Me there, so you can actually find me. And my email address, et cetera, is linked on there too. And they can actually contact me directly if they want to through that. They can also get engaged. We're going out and providing information to a variety of groups and doing presentations. But the easiest way is to go to that website.
Wonderful. Will, thank you so much for coming into the studio with us today and educating our listeners on this important topic. You're going to 72 counties, is that correct?
Hey, I'm making sure to cover 72 counties. Now, some counties may have to get together.
Well, God bless you for taking up this initiative, and we're going to do everything we can to get this referendum passed.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you for letting me come over here. I get a little passionate about these things.
So we got 2 minutes left in the show. And, you know, I just want to turn it over to you guys, last-minute thoughts,
Thank you so much, Will, for taking time out of your day to come speak to our listeners. And stressing the importance of voting. We've only got a couple weeks left, so please, there's a lot of things going, that are hurting us citizens here in the city, in the inner city, especially where I live. So it's so important. If you want to have your voice heard, you need to go take the time out and vote. It's never too late. If you're an adult and you've never voted before, it's never too late. So please contact us, go on the website, ask a friend. It's never too late. We thank you so much for listening, listeners, and we hope that you'll tune in next week here on the Valor Latino Show.